Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Sisters, welcome to Inspirational Wednesday. I am your host, Vitor Ra, the Black Identity Extremist. It's hump day, and this is Inspirational Wednesday, brought to you by Babylon Talk Radio. They ain't got no love for us. It's us here trying to preach this truth and keep our people inspired, help you keep your head above water, give you something to press forth and press towards, to a little something to chew on while we waiting on that Shabbat. And while we're also going about our Abba's business and taking care of his business and doing his will, which is keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments, being true to the word and not being suckers to this game, to this life, to this world, to its politics, to its reasoning, its ideologies, its false religions. Nah, we're not trying to please nobody but the Most High, the Most High Yah. We give him all praises on today. Let's go before him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you that you love us enough to have grace and mercy on us. Thank you for the grace and mercy that helps us to get it right as far as keeping these laws. Thank you that you've redeemed us from the curse of the law. Thank you that you didn't do away with the scriptures, which are the law. Thank you that all scripture in Torah and Tanakh is given by your inspiration, divine inspiration to the prophets. Father, bless your people throughout the four corners of the earth that are scattered. May they be increased. May they be blessed. May they be uplifted. May they be encouraged. Give us the ability to go a little bit further. Father, we are steeped at times in emotions, overwhelmed with the ways of this world. But we want you to forgive us for ever doubting you. For you are the great I am that I am. Eyah Ashar. Eyah. That's who you are. You are everything. There's nothing you can't do, accomplish. You will be. You shall become. You are. We rest in that. We rest in that. Bless those that are without, struggling with pharmakia, suicidal demons and spirits, overcoming Halloween, folks that got possessed. Cleanse them from their iniquities and sins. In the name of Yeshua, I pray that they'll be set free today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So be it. All right, brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and let's get it. Get into the word. Probably be joined by others a little bit later, but I don't want to delay the time. Because I know you're probably on the highways or on the road just trying to make it happen. And I hear you, because there's just things that we have to accomplish in this life in order to get her done. To get her done. So, Father, we ask that you anoint our time and bless this word as it goes forth. Overcoming confusion, something I want to talk to you about today. Scripture tells us that the Most High Yah, is not the author of confusion. We know who is the author of confusion, the one that causes these problems and things to transpire in our lives, confusion. Unfortunately, we're also responsible for a lot of the confusion that we go through by allowing certain people and certain things to remain in our lives that cause confusion. And being around things and people that live a lie, we denounce lies. We have nothing to do with that. So it's important to understand that you have the potential and ability to avoid some things. And we're going to look at that in scripture. We're also going to talk a little bit about this law, one of the other scriptures, about understanding Shaul. We'll read through a few scriptures because we know that that brings a lot of confusion into people's lives as well. Let's see. I'm just trying to get some of these scriptures together. Bear with me. One second. Okay, first one I want to get today is Romans, let's take a look at Romans 16 and 17. It says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, not just division, but division and offenses that are contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. I don't think we know and have understood how powerful that scripture is and has been. When Shaul was saying, I beseech you, I urge you, brothers, mark them. To mark is to make known,
highlight, distinguish the ones that constantly try and separate people. This is one of the key components to confusion in your life, because there are some people that are busybodies, gossipers, beguilers, and anointed to do so because they're not free and they're not happy in their own lives. They're not keeping the commandments. There are things that are not right in their lives. You ever heard misery loves company? It's exactly what transpires. Misery loves company. And so when someone else is miserable, they will impute their feelings upon the happiness and peace inside of your life. And that's what will transpire. So you have to learn how to distinguish, observe, and mark the people and the ones that are constantly causing you and your so-called patriots friends to be at odds, and constantly they're offended or they're causing offenses. And the fact that they're talking something that's instantly bringing a different doctrine. And that's what's happening with the various camps that come in preaching and teaching different doctrine. You got to stand fast in that you preach, teach, and believe. Now, before I expound some more on verse 17, let's go to verse 18. For they that are such serve not Yeshua HaMashiach, but their own belly. And by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Simple-minded people are easily swayed by someone who speaks smoothly. People with the smooth words that'll sway you. And you're simple-minded, you're quick to agree with them and change your doctrine. You're being tossed to and fro. You are double-minded and unstable in your ways. The Most High can't use you like that because you're swayed with every wind of doctrine that you hear about. Every wind of doctrine that you hear about, you're swayed by it, with it. And how many people do you know that are self-serving as it pertains to this gospel and what they're teaching and preaching? Tons of them. Scripture tells us that many shall say that Christ is over here, or come over there, and you'll find Christ over here. You got to be rooted. Christ simply means anointed one. There are many people that say, I have a revelation, I have the gift, I've been called, the Most High showed me. And we begin to become followers of men and not of the word and not of the Most High Yah. Because we're swayed with smooth speeches and people that cause division. And the way people, let me tell you another way people cause division and offenses. You need to mark them, but what they'll do is they'll come in pointing the finger at other people because they need to tear down other people to make themselves look like some type of Messiah to you because you're simple minded. There are weaker links in the chain. And brothers and sisters, we have to understand this and work on it and get this out of our lives. Do you realize that verse 17 says, when they come in causing offenses, causing divisions, showing you things that you've never learned, taking things contextually out of scripture and putting eisegesis in it and reading into the text things that aren't there and trying to explain you and use a multiplicity of books to confuse you, to throw you off. Paul is warning you and telling you in his epistles to avoid them. Remember, HaShatan is the author of confusion. The Most High does not bring confusion. And the scripture makes it clear. The question is asked in scripture, how can two walk together except they agree? Let's get that scripture. Okay, let's look at,
bear with me, Mishpaka's computer wants to do what he wants to do when he gets ready to. Okay, here we go. Let's look at Amos 3 and 3. It's actually in the Tanakh. Amos 3 and 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Was the question that was asked from the prophets. So when there's doctrine that is contrary, it's impossible to walk together if there's not the power of agreement. Scripture also tells us that if any two or three come together and touch and agree on something in my name, he would not only be in the midst, but he would perform that. He would answer that prayer. The power of agreement has to be present because agreement is like when you say, amen, so be it. And you understand the Shema where you hear and you do, and you hear the same things and you both do the same things and walk in the same things. So the power of agreement is that what we see in the heavens, when the angels begin to disagree with the Father in his way, they became fallen angels. And that's what we're struggling and wrestling with now in this world as it pertains to sin. So contrary doctrine, because everybody's always got a new way, a new light, something just new pops up. This is why you see 1,000 churches in a 4-block radius, all preaching false bondage and doctrines based on the disagreement of fallen angels disagreeing with the Father, disagreeing about who we are, the sons of man, that were made from the ground in his image and will judge angels according to 1 Corinthians 6 chapter. These Freemasons and these secret societies are all in disagreement with the Most High Creator of the heavens and the earth. Anybody that comes in the spirit of disagreement is coming with a lie to throw you off your game. This is why in the last days of Scripture said, and the Most High said, that if it were possible, even my very elect, and the elect he's referencing are the remnant that he has in the earth, because he made a promise to Abraham that his seed, there would be a remnant that would come through his seed that would make it into the kingdom. So at the same time, some of you that are being deceived is because you're not remnant material because you're too unstable. And the majority of you that are unstable are the ones that want to rest on the confusion of the writings of Shaul. Cause others to be just as confused. That's what you will do. And this is what people go around doing. I was going to get into Galatians 3, 10 through 14 about the law and faith, but I'm not going to do it. The only part I'm going to say today, I'm not going to Galatians 3, 10 through 14 and the precept 3, 26 through 29 has been the basis of confusion for a lot of you that keep the commandments, because you are pretty much doing what Peter said you would do in 2 Peter 3 and 15 and 16, that those that are unstable rest on the confusion. Because they don't understand Torah and Tanakh, not understanding that the epistles of Paul to the Gentiles is steeped in his understanding, because he was a scholar, his understanding of Torah and the prophets. He never did sway from it. How do I know that? Because of what he said in Romans 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? You know, faith and grace, like everybody wants to live off. Everybody just wants to be free to do what they want to. He said, the Most High forbid. Yea, we established the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians, the third chapter. And the curse of the law was what? Death. For messing up, you didn't get no second chance. You were stoned. Now we have grace and faith if we mess up, because we do fall down, but we get back up according to the epistles. We press toward the mark. So there's confusion for those that are like 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16, that gets steeped into that. There's confusion. And we stay away, we isolate ourselves from the confusion. But what you're seeing now today in Romans 16 that I just read and 17, I beseech you, this is exhortation to bring in unity. You have to understand, in this text, he was pushing unification.
And the way to bring unity is not to bring in as many people and agree to disagree. That's a lie. We can't do that. How can two walk together except they agree? We can't agree to disagree. We disagree. We don't have the power of agreement. And the Most High will not be in our midst when it says two or three gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. We can't even agree on the name. So disagreement is a tool of HaShatan. And the scripture said for us to avoid people that are contrary to doctrine, that cause offenses, that easily get offended. Stay away from these people and avoid them. And avoid them. So it's important for us to know that in order to overcome confusion, we must allow the Waru Wak to simplistically lead us, guide us, and teach us. Because Yeshua HaMashiach Christ, our Messiah, said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. There aren't many truths. There's one truth. And the truth will cause you to be changed and conformed into perfection. Because Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man. What you see when people are constantly bringing, causing, looking for confusion, living in confusion, are people that have not died to themselves, their flesh, and don't want to die. Truly, we must learn to trust the Most High, because he's watching to see if we will be obedient, keep the commandments, keep pressing on. And I know what you feel. But what we do is we will rebuke these demon spirits, pray and fast, and then turn it over to the Most High and trust that he will work it out. That's where your faith comes in, that he heard you the first time, and he will fix it in due time. So I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged, but Romans 16:17-18, I want you to read that over and over. Avoid them that cause confusion. Avoid them that's got something to say about everybody else. Avoid them that's jumping from person to person, pointing the finger and doing all these things and got three more fingers pointing at them. Avoid these people. Avoid these people that come with a doctrine that's contrary and you can't wrap your head around it, your mind around it. Stand fast in what you believe. And if the Most High wants you to know something, he will reveal it to you, because only thing we can do is water and plant and water. He has to give the increase. And for many of you, you are on milk. It's not time to go to the meat of certain things yet, because of what the Bible says in Hebrews, the 5th chapter. He makes it clear about that. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Bear with me. I believe it's Hebrews 5:13. Hebrews 5:12. How about that? For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of the Most High, and are become such as have need of milk and need of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Nobody wants that to apply to them. Nobody wants to be called a baby. You still on milk. Everybody want to be like, nah, I'm handling that meat, partner. I'm skilled in this word. I done read this book from cover to cover, and that's not how you get down with this book. It's precepts and scriptures that break down the understanding, and not man, not false ideologies and doctrines of man. Nobody wants to be the babe. Everybody wants to be the meat. Listen to this. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. That denotes time. It says even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. How do you find out if you're one of full age that's ready for meat? Well, with time, because that's the only way you're of full age. We know you're not of full age if you haven't been doing this for a certain amount of time. Time has brought discernment. Time will sharpen your senses in the spirit to where you can properly discern things. I know brothers that have come into the knowledge of the truth later in life and were able to gravitate and learn faster because they had more of a found, they were more based, more relaxed, more common sense, more understanding of life through full age. And when it says have their senses exercised, exercise is gymnasu in the Greek, which means work out. You don't just get big, strong, and yoked unless you go to the gym constantly. If you just started going to the gymnasium of the precepts and word, don't suddenly start you a camp or start a video broadcast and all these different things, and you just got started, and now you want to teach and preach. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Let me read it straight through before I break it down. Hebrews 5 and 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, it takes time. You got to use this. And as you keep using it over the years, you start to gravitate from milk to meat. And if you're still on milk, you're that one that's so easily quick to be deceived. Let me tell you something. You're the one that's quick to be deceived by the person we spoke of in Romans 16 and 17 because you jumped the milk and went straight to the meat and you don't have a proper foundation. Your spiritual digestive system is jacked up because you couldn't handle the meat, which is why you are unstable. The one that Peter talks about in 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16, you are that person. I'm going to read that in a minute. Like I said, common sense has been exchanged for nonsense, just no sense at all in this era because we're living in an information age and people are trying to get the information and run with it, but they have no foundational doctrine because it takes time. You cannot replace time. You can't. You can't throw away time. I can't go to the gym one day and come out yoked, ripped, six-pack, abs, lifting 300. It's not going to happen. I have to change my diet. I have to be consistent. I've got to go 3 or 4 times a week. I've got to, drink my water. I got to get my rest. And then over time, I'll start to see a change in my body. So miss me with that. I've been in the truth for a year, and you already teaching on YouTube and Facebook and miss me with that. I used to be in this camp. Then I went to this camp. Now I'm going to this camp. Now I'm doing my own thing. Now I'm behind a computer. You just won't even be stable because you do not like to be labeled as a baby on milk because it just don't sound good to you. And the increase comes from the Father, so he will not bless you with the increase. Those who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Some of you can't discern both good and evil because you are evil, because you're living in confusion. So not only do you need to mark people causing division, you need to be marked because you cause division because you're unstable. And you're unstable because you won't stop and learn Torah and Tanakh. Because you keep running back to Shaul's confusing writings. Like, do we have to keep the law? I keep seeing scriptures that say we don't have to do it. Do we make void the law? Romans 3. Last verse of the chapter of Romans 3. God forbid we make void the law. No, we establish the law. Everybody wants to find Paul's scriptures and make it sound like he's saying you don't have to keep it. Not even really understanding that his letters are written for the Gentiles that were being grafted in. Because they were some heathenistic Gentiles eating every dirty, nasty thing, not keeping none of our practices and ceremonies. But guess what? It wasn't given to them. The oracles were given to the Israelites, us, the ones under the curses and the ones that are still under the curses. Curses are not on them. The curses aren't on them. Even when they come into the truth and start following us, the curses aren't on them. They're on us. The signs of Deuteronomy 28 that said these curses will be on them forever, they are on us today. We're getting shot down in the back. They don't get shot down in the back. It's not on them. You understand? So 2 Peter 3, 15 says this. I'm sorry, I'm in 1 Peter. That's what threw me off. 2 Peter 3:15 says this. an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, see, not his scriptures, his epistles, his letters, his writings in jail, spent the majority of his time in jail, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to be understood. Peter said, I know people read this and be like, what is he talking about? He going crazy inside this jail. Which they that are unlearned and unstable, you rest on his confusing writings because you can't understand them. And you use that. You keep vacillating and jumping back and forth between his confusing letters. It's not even important because, see, by faith, I'm going to keep these laws no matter what I stumble on that Paul said, because I got enough scriptures where I find Paul keeping the holy days. Paul leaving his preaching and teaching, saying, I got to get to the synagogue and keep the Sabbath on the seventh day. I see him going to people to make sure that they're not doing certain things. I see him getting on Peter for eating with the Gentiles. I see him trying to keep the law. But you keep looking for scriptures that say he said we don't have to do it. Well, Paul is not Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. He's not my Savior. I'm not following him. You start following him, that's just like following another man, because he had a vision. And he was blessed and anointed and gifted to bring the Gentiles into the fold. But he didn't walk with Yeshua HaMashiach. He was considered the 13th apostle. Now, I'm not negating him, but I'm not following him. Because even he said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's the same thing with every husband who has a wife and family and kids. Follow your husband. He's the head of the house as long as he's following Christ, who's over him and who's over Christ. Who's over HaMashiach? The Most High is a divine order. So don't think Paul ain't got off, because he'll make it clear in many of his writings. This little part right here, this is just me talking. This is not the Father talking. I just want to write this. That's why you don't get caught up on that. I've had brothers tell me, don't bring that out. What the hell? Why not? I'm going to let somebody know when these are my words, because I'm not going to say that these are the words of God and I'm giving my opinion, which ain't no different from every manhole cover in the streets or some other little bodily part that most people use for reference. The rest of that scripture said they are unlearned and unstable. That's where they rest. And they do also the other scriptures, meaning Torah and Tanakh, unto their own destruction. So the people that do these things and rest on it, they lead to their own destruction. And these are the people that pop up that Romans 16 and 17 is talking about. Mark them that cause division and offenses amongst you contrary to the doctrine. These are the people he's talking about. So even Paul is saying what Peter is saying people do with Paul's letters. So overcoming confusion, spot these people, and at the same time, make sure you're not one of those people. Are you causing confusion? Are you a fair-weather friend? Are you one way, one day, and another way, another day? Are your emotions constantly swayed? Are you dealing with people based on how you feel because you think you all that in a bag of chips? Let me tell you something about character. It's a fixed, predictable image. You're consistent. You're not up and down, and people know what to expect. People that see you and don't know what to expect from you when they see you. And see, what happens is we let our anger sway us because we let other people's actions make us angry. It's not a problem, because he said, be angry and sin not. He knows it can happen. So we bring ourselves to a point where we meditate on the law and we don't let the actions of others dictate our behavior, our worship, our Shema, and what we do with the Father. And we just mark them. We just mark them. Let's look at Mark real quick in the Greek. Well, I don't want the Greek. I want the Hebrew. I don't want to see it in Greek. Roman, as Brother Jacob would say, them Roman bastards, they did us in. And we dealing with Rome and Egypt right now. Tava, 84:27. Tava, to put, to set a mark, to scribble something on them, to get your highlighter out and highlight them. And know that they work with the author of Confucius, Hashatan, Tava. That's what you can say. When you see them, say Tava. That's what you are. I got a couple of them around me that they are marked right now. Tava. But you know what? I'm not holding a grudge. If they get it right, then we can walk together. Back to what I said earlier. Once we come into agreement, we're in the power of agreement, because how can two walk together except they agree? But if two or three come together in my name, if you touch and agree on anything, he's in the midst. The fallen angels all disagreed with the Father on what they were supposed to do, who he was in their role, and disagreement brought in the pride and the fall. That agreement thing is something that we have to look at. So there's no more agree to disagree. I'm avoiding you and bid you Godspeed. Handle your business. Hope to see you in the wilderness. Hope to see you in the kingdom. Right now, I got to make sure I make it in. And that's how that goes down. So you mark them that cause offenses, and they always offended, all that stuff. Got to go on with all that, especially you so-called men. Go on with all that. You women, y'all always just set tripping with each other. Y'all need to get rid of that too. Looking at a woman up and down, looking to see what she got on, what she wearing, and how her hair is and all that. Y'all something else, boy. So, Israel, stop it. There will not be unity until the Most High comes back and he unifies us. Because it's going to be some of you Negroes he's going to have to kill and destroy and get rid of. Because you all up in your feelings. You're in confusion. You're walking with Hashatan. You think you should be on meat when you still need to be on milk. You have no foundation. And you need to just humble yourself. You humble yourself. I was talking about the fact that these pastors are coming into the truth, but they don't want nobody to teach them because they don't want to lose their congregation because they're so used to being the head and being worshipped. It's no humility. No humility. All praises to the Most High. I'm not going to keep it going any longer. I'm going to leave it right there. And I hope that you will continue in this truth, continue in this walk, and just keep going. I know it don't feel good some days. There's something happening every day, but be prayerful because, you know, you could easily walk up outside these commandments and walk into one of these gunplay episodes of one of these fools running people over with vans on sidewalks or sitting in the wrong movie theater when the bomb go off because you decide to be in sin, creeping. Just be careful. Be careful out there. And be careful to keep his law. We don't have time to wonder, like, do we have to? Should we not? We not doing that. We keeping it. We keep it. And he watching to see if he's going to keep it. Because Revelations 22 and 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. For they shall have a right. That they may have right to the tree of life, that's eternity, and may enter into the gates into the city. Everybody not going to walk into the city. So Most High willing on the Shabbat, we'll talk more about that fact that the commandments weren't given to the Gentiles or other nations that's going to try to grab us by the coattails and sojourn with us. Curses are not on them right now. Even when they come into the knowledge of the truth, the curses are not on them. All they can do is serve us and repent for the wrong that their forefathers have done. The sins of the fathers are upon them. I'm telling you, y'all, they living in the lap of luxury based on the work, sweat, tears, and blood of our ancestors. And it's been that way throughout all of our captivities. But all praises to the Most High. This is our final captivity. Might see if I can get to a straight no chaser this week, the Most High willing. It's been a few things going on. Everybody's got something to say now, so... You know, truthers, misinformation specialists, fake news, it's just saturated. When I first started doing Straight No Chaser, it wasn't that saturated. It's saturated, and I don't want to be a part of the confusion. Our lesson today with anything I put out there. So it's more probably so I'll play some videos and give some commentary on Bible prophecy, where we are and what we need to do. But most of all, you need to get some testicular fortitude about yourself. Be consistent, have some character, cut the confusion, make sure you're not bringing it, and stop walking with the ones that's bringing it. Scripture said avoid them, you know, send them straight to voicemail. For they that are such serve not the Most High, but they serve their own bellies. Their own bellies with good words and fair speeches. That's what they're doing. They're trying to keep that money in their pockets, trying to keep that prestige, and trying to keep people following them and looking up to them like they having breakfast with the Most High every morning. You ain't having breakfast with the Most High every morning, because if you was, you'd be like Enoch and Elijah. You'd get raptured up out of here. That's my time. This has been the Torah, the Black Identity Extremists. All praises to the Most High. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Keep your head up, because in the end, Jacob, we win. Shalom.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
Keep your head.